All right, let's go.
Gentlemen's Guide.
Yo, 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 this is the Gentleman's Guide, special edition of the Gentleman's Guide podcast where we seek to unpack manhood one day at a time. I'm your host, B. Barnes.
Yo, man, what's happening in Seti, man?
B. Barnes and Seti back at it again, man. This is, like I said, this is a special edition of the Gentleman's Guide podcast. And this is, we wanted to let y'all know that we are slowly making a transition to, I would say a rebranding of sorts. We're not saying goodbye to the Gentleman's Guide because I think the Gentleman's Guide is very important, and I think it exists for a reason. I think it is important to acknowledge when the right time is to make a transition to a new phase, so to speak, right?
Transition, maybe like a rebrand.
Rebrand, yeah, sure, for sure.
Yeah.
So we're going to rebrand a certain portion of how we get our thoughts out to you guys through a new podcast. It's going to be called the Feed Podcast. Kind of play on, you know, social media feed, that sort of thing. But it really comes from how me and Seti would communicate about certain things we want to talk about to each other. The primary way to communicate or kind of trigger certain conversations, we would see stuff on social media, send stuff to each other, and be like, yo, we got to talk about this. Let's talk about it. And the beauty of the Gentleman's Guide is, and why I thought it was, I think it's still important, is because we're coming from a black male perspective, young black, millennial black male perspective. Now we're husbands and fathers, you know what I'm saying? And we're coming from that, and we're talking about things that we feel that black men should be talking about that we don't hear all the time. Right. This is really primarily focused on what people are talking about, and we're still coming from that same perspective, but we're coming from, you know, the feed. So that's why I wanted to call it the feed, because everybody's on their feed nowadays. So it's like, if everybody's
not to get confused with the traditional podcasters and the unbiased, or the what's the word I can use, non-educated, non-unconscious perspective.
Yeah. Ignorant. We ain't coming from no ignorant. Yeah.
Definitely still gonna give the very educated perspective from, you know, what we feel like as black men, how we should
communicate
and communicate those thoughts to you all.
So
that's what it was. We've been working on it it's been in the works for a little bit. Brandon brought the idea back to me, and I love the idea. So that's why you haven't been seeing many of our episodes as of lately, because we've been thinking of how and when to transition this. And I think, you know, I don't know if you know, this is the perfect time with the transition of the seasons. That's the way I feel like, you know.
Yeah. We're going into spring.
Going into spring.
Dreamville, you know, coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Dreamville coming up.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe we can record at the Airbnb for Dreamville, man.
That would be fire, bro. That would be fire.
Yeah.
Okay,
we might be able to put something together for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. It's been in the works. We're excited to bring this news to you. And look forward to the episodes and the many conversations, because, you know, with this change of seasons, people start acting up a little differently.
Yeah.
We didn't warm up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Women and men.
Everybody.
Dogs, cats, all of them.
But
we appreciate y'all rocking with us, man. Like I said, it's just a slight rebrand to really focus on the authenticity of our conversations. And to kind of, you know, we want to give the people what they want, man. Everybody's on their feed. Everybody's scrolling. So we kind of want to cater to what the world is today, in a sense. So,
yeah, absolutely.
With that said, I mean, how you want to do this, bro? Like I said, yo, this is the Gentleman's Guide episode, but this is a pilot. Me and Seti are literally in live time trying to figure out how the best way to attack this, right? Like, yeah, we got notes. Yeah, we've been talking offline, but we kind of want to hear from y'all too, you know. So, if you have any suggestions about the Feed Podcast, you know, let us know. Comment, send us a DM on IG, anything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We definitely want to hear from y'all, man. We definitely want to be present
For sure.
and continue to grow. We don't want to
Exactly.
be stagnant. We don't want to be be in the same place.
Yeah.
So this is, we're learning on the fly, just like y'all liked whatever y'all like to see
Yeah.
and talk about.
We ain't got it all together,
And
bro. We ain't got it
we
all.
don't, we
Yeah.
don't, we
You
don't.
know.
So yeah. So with that rebranding, a lot of things have changed.
Speaking of change,
One
I like the background, but that new background is fire, bro. I need to get.
man,
I'm trying to
man, I
get right over
appreciate
here, but things need
appreciate
time.
it, man. It
Yeah.
was definitely in due time, and I think
For
it
sure.
just it you know with I don't it was subconsciously my thought process behind it. It was subconsciously every episode we was I was having a bottle,
Yeah.
present. And with this project here that I did, I really wanted to incorporate that into the podcast. And then now it definitely it I'm able to display the bottle that I'm drinking at that day right
For
here,
sure. I
and
like that, bro.
some of my collection. So yeah, man, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. So
That's what's
yeah.
up.
Whenever you're ready, man, we
Let's go.
can
Let's dive in. What you
tackle we can tackle
what's
it.
on
We
your
can
mind,
tackle a
man?
project. The young lady was upset that somebody sent her $30 for lunch.
Yeah, man. What's the girl name? Demetria. I can't remember her last name. But I follow her now because I at some point she was going viral for she was a where either weather lady or she was a
Oh,
news
that
anchor.
yeah. That
Yeah, she was.
was if you go back to the one of our previous episodes, she was one of my
Your celebrity
celebrity
crush.
crushes.
Yeah. But she was re given a reaction to a young lady talking about how mad or how mad she was that a guy went out of his way to send her $30 for lunch. It wasn't like a date. It was like, hey, here's $30. Do what you will with it. You know what I'm saying?
Man sent me $30.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but if you can't find something to eat for lunch for $30, you're the problem, babe. I'm just saying, I understand that people have standards in their life, and as you start to earn more, you like to spend more on yourself, you want somebody to match up. I get all of that. But I am not above and beyond a nice $15 meal from Chipotle. I love Chipotle. And if somebody gave me $30 at Chipotle, I already know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get that chicken bowl. I'm gonna turn up. I'm gonna get that double protein. Yes, that double protein. I might get steak too. I don't know how I'm feeling. I might be kind of spicy. Get the queso on the side. I might get the chips and guac. And so I'm just saying, don't act like you can't use it. And definitely don't turn up on somebody on the internet after they just showed you goodwill, a kind, sweet gesture.
And she was kind of giving her reaction to like, if you can't find nothing to eat for
For
lunch,
$30.
for just you, for $30, you are the problem. You know what I'm saying? And part of social media, the internet gonna be the internet. You know what I'm saying? People, everybody got an opinion. Here we are, we got an opinion. But I also believe that it's important to really call a spade, right? Like, people probably in the comments on opposite ends of the spectrum, but at the end of the day, bro, like y'all gotta stop with this "what can you do for me" mentality. Like
And
y'all, and
I
y'all
think
as in
it's
men and women, you know what I'm saying?
and I definitely want to say this, man. Just all right, so my thought process for that specific situation, completely, I think it's every the, so like you said, social media has everybody mind messed up. Is like,
Yeah.
you got to break the bank for me to show me that you're worthy of me even give you my attention.
Who are
When
you?
who exactly?
I don't know you.
No. For him, I think he did know her. He just wanted to.
Sure.
He, she, hey, lunch is on me today.
Yeah.
I don't know the extent of their, relationship, but it seemed like it was some type of they knew each other of some sort.
And it was a good gesture from on
It
his
was
end.
a
Yeah.
great gesture.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Buddy, man, for even
Yeah.
thinking outside the box,
For sure, man.
and putting himself out there to. Hey, I that is something that, in today's, back when I, was dating, and I'm thinking like,
You know,
because she
back in my
looked
day,
20,
you know.
23, 20,
So like
she looked
only.
about 23, 24, 25. I
Yeah.
say early to mid 20s.
Yeah.
So if I'm putting myself in early to mid 20s, we didn't have Cash App in early to mid 20s.
For sure.
So if I wanted to have somebody, get somebody lunch, or something like that, I can buy it and drop it off.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's the same gesture, you know, you know, whatever like that. So for him to be able to send Cash App and think outside the box, hey, get lunch, rather than, hey, you want to grab lunch? Hey, can I come to your house for lunch? Mm-hmm. Hey, can I, you know, Netflix and chill?
Yeah.
He's showing you initiative, and what women don't want to eat.
Because here's,
now, I mean,
yeah, you're right.
You know, what I'm saying, like, lunchtime, a lot of times, so let me take that before people cancel me, you know, make it sound like women. Let me clear that up.
Oh my gosh, he hates women.
No, I'm not saying that. What individuals don't want to eat? Let me say that.
Yeah.
Because if my wife sent me $30 when we were dating,
Where you going to eat?
I'm going to eat for lunch. I probably go. I do like Chipotle. I go to Chipotle.
That's what old girl said. That's what she admitted. She's like, give me the double protein, steak and chicken.
Or I go to Five Guys. I go, you know, Five Guys.
$30. That's $25. That's a standard lunch.
Right. I'm gonna spend $30.
Yeah.
If I get a drink,
they gonna give you a whole bag of fries. The burger is made to order. It's fresh.
That's $30 right there.
That's $30. Yeah, at Five Guys.
Or I may go to a burger, a barbecue spot.
You know what I would go?
Brisket and ribs, with two sides.
That's at least $25.
That's $27.99 right there.
yeah. I would go. One of my favorite places I used to go when I worked in an office, was a Blaze Pizza. That's one of my favorites.
Blaze Pizza.
I love Blaze Pizza because I figured out exactly what I want, all my toppings. I'm the type of guy, once I find something that I like, bro, anything outside of that, bro, it doesn't give me the same effect. Like, I've dip and dabbled in different things, but when I go to Blaze Pizza, which I haven't been in a while, but when I do go, I get my I get the regular red sauce, mozzarella, gorgonzola. Hear me out. It's like one of them, kind of like one of them funky cheese. Yeah. I see your face. Cause you ain't ventured out to the different cheese realm. You know what I'm saying? It's not blue cheese. Blue cheese is like
I know
funky of
about.
The funkiest, funkiest of the funky. But gorgonzola is a little bit more mild, and it's not. It has a different tang to it.
Okay,
it's just an accent. You ain't loading up with gorgonzola. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
but it's just like, you know, I get the sausage, pepperoni, roasted garlic. You know what I'm saying? Get the roasted garlic on there, because it's not the same as just fresh. Roasted garlic is like a different, deeper flavor. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I get that. I get, what else I used to get? At the end, they'll put like the little balsamic glaze on there. Bro.
Come on now.
Listen to me. Bro. And it's more stuff. Like, I'll get the green peppers. You know, I get some veggies, green peppers, onions, all that. But yeah. $30, man, that's two lunches at Blaze Pizza.
That's tough, man. I, and like I said, man, I definitely want to commend Buddy for that, man. I don't think he's getting. I think the attention is being taken away from, you know, the attention has been taken away from the gesture itself and highlighting, you know, her reaction. And I think in today's society, where I hear the dating pool is,
man, it's tough out here.
It's tragic. You know, I definitely want to, you know, shout out to Buddy for that, man. And just give him his kudos for that, because, you know, I don't know what she's looking for. You know,
she don't know what she's looking for. She also said
that she spent $100, $100 on lunch herself. Bro. Where are you going for lunch? Where's $100?
And what you spend $100 every day? Like, I'm trying to figure this out.
Can't be.
Like, what do you do? What do you do? Are you a dancer where you got this type of money? Like,
I don't know that, but she put herself out there for those type of questions to be asked. Yeah. But you know, even if I go to the steakhouse by myself, if I get a New York strip,
you're not spending $100.
The most I probably spend is probably about $60 on lunch.
Yeah,
because a lot of times they have lunch prices.
Mm-hmm.
So lunch, I get a New York steak, potatoes, side, and a drink.
Yeah,
I'm looking at $55, $60.
That's what I was gonna say. I said you ain't gonna know no more than $75 if you get two drinks plus
two drinks. But I'm also on lunch though, so I ain't.
Yeah, you ain't getting
like,
two drinks. Yeah, right.
No, I'm not getting two drinks.
I might just get a beer.
I might not even get a drink.
I'm getting water.
Go back to work.
Yeah, I'm getting water. Maybe a Sprite or a Coke or something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but that's when I worked in the office. Now, if I'm working at home, then you know I keep a little pain.
A little ice cube in there.
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah,
but yeah, man. She definitely fits the description of somebody that's very ungrateful and part of this social media world. But whatever floats your boat, man. Hey, buddy, let me say something to you.
Hey, buddy.
Don't waste your time, man.
Don't feel discouraged.
You know, don't feel discouraged, bro. Somebody out there is going to appreciate that $30, and they may even ask you to come join. Whatever.
Because listen, yeah, hey, you ain't even. Here's the flip side to her reaction. Love that Hurricanes jersey, by the way. But here's the flip side. I could see a video where somebody, a man or woman, and you know how people put POV, like point of view. Mm-hmm. This like point of view. He sends me $30 for lunch.
Yep.
And I can guarantee you, it's always gonna be people on opposite end of the spectrum. But I can guarantee you, people in the comments, oh my god, like oh that was so thoughtful. Boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's a thoughtful gesture. You know, like $30, bro. It's a plenty places you can go for $30.
So
have a decent lunch.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Enough about you know, lady. You know.
Yeah.
You're one of those women that that social media has created. But moving forward, man. What are your thoughts about Cam Newton, man, and the altercation that happened?
Man, we right here, bro. We right here because I was thinking the same thing. My initial reaction when I saw the first video that I think I saw it on the Shade Room. That was when I saw it. But my initial reaction was, and I'm gonna read the message that I sent to my boy. Where is it? Yeah, I said, let me see. I said, I hope Cam beat they, you know what? I said, I don't even know the situation, but I bet they little feelings was hurt because Cam don't sugarcoat anything. That was my initial reaction. I didn't know any. I had no context, no nothing. And I saw a snippet of Cam's reaction or response on his I think it was 4th and 1, his podcast. And it was still like similar to what I assumed.
Hold on for one sec. And this is just goes back to, you know, the beginning of the conversation. I want to make note.
Mm-hmm.
You just said it was on Cam News, 4th and 1.
Yeah.
That is a subsidiary of Funky Friday's Cam Newton podcast.
Yeah.
So just like we're doing here, yeah. If people want to add like
make sense of what we're doing.
Yeah. It's related to what Cam Newton did with Funky Friday. And then now he has 4th and 1.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same thing. Funky Friday is with Gentleman's Club. 4th and 1 is now the feed.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to, you know.
And it's all under one umbrella. You know what I'm saying?
All under one umbrella. Yeah.
We'll kind of get more details in the future, in the near future about the actual factuals.
I just wanted to, you know, take advantage of that moment.
For sure.
Once you said 4th and 1.
Started a click. It made it. Yeah. What's your initial reaction to the before you? I'm assuming you know a little bit more about the situation now than you did initially.
So, right? I've done a little bit of research. I've heard, you know, different reactions. My initial reaction is it was like, damn, in front of the kids, you know. But as a man, I know how it is on the football field. And competitive, you know, I've been in a couple altercations on the football field. So my initial reaction.
I'm sure you have, Massetti. I'm sure you.
Yeah. That's a story for a different day.
I'm more laid back. You was like, you like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you like all in niggas' faces. That's how you was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And one just happened a couple years ago in flag football. So I get it. So my initial reaction was like, damn, in front of the kids. But then it wasn't even a split second. I said to myself, you know, sometimes it be like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it be like, I'm a man at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So I know how, I know the work that Cam has been doing. He's always in 7-on-7.
He spent a lot of his own money.
For that. And then when I heard that he got jumped, I was like, now you defending yourself.
Exactly. Like, exactly. Because Cam, I didn't see Cam swing. I saw him trying to hold one while he getting blows from other directions. You know what I'm saying?
At the same time, I have a couple individuals that, you know, do coaching, you know, and train and whatever.
Right. Shout out to them, man.
They just saying it just gets completely disrespectful out there. Like, it's 707 sometimes can be a joke, because you're losing the value of 707, because everything else that has nothing to do
with why you're there.
And mm-hmm. 707, and you know, it can be extremely so. It seemed like, you know, my initial reaction seemed like you got to see me one on one.
Hey, at some point,
turn to one on four.
Yeah.
Hey, but at the end of the day, man, look, you're not gonna keep
disrespecting me.
You can't do it, man.
At some point, I don't care if you 16, 18, 25, 35. You
can't do it.
At some point, hands got to get thrown for something. Because one person can only take but so much. Now, I can get, like I said, I can guarantee you, Cam always feeds into that competitive nature of football specifically. Like, sports in general, obviously, you got to be a competitor, have some type of competitive spirit, right? But football we need to bring Kerry on, because I know he can talk about this too, because he played at he actually went through to the league and played before he got hurt. But
he's been saying he want to come on, man. So
yeah, we got to get him on, man.
Yo, hey Kerry, haven't forgot about you, bro. Yeah. I promise you, we haven't forgot about you.
We got to get our house in order first before we start.
Have a solid foundation. Yeah. But yo, we still gonna have you on, bro.
For sure.
But my bad.
No, you good. But going back to football specifically, you got to have a certain bravado about you, bro, to be any type of successful in this sport. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't play football and be tiptoeing. You gonna get yourself hurt, bro.
Right.
Like, even in 707, because dudes be hitting in 707. It ain't like it's just two-hand tag. You know what I'm saying? Like,
little contact.
It's contact, bro. And I think, I can't remember who said this, but I've heard this billions of times, but people say, yeah, basketball, the people talk about, yeah, it's a football is a contact. No, football's not a contact sport. Basketball is a contact sport. Soccer is a contact sport. You know what I'm saying? Football is a collision sport. You know what I'm saying? So to that point, you can't be out there tiptoeing and trying to feel you. Nah, bro, you got to go 100 miles per hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's all. And a lot of times the best players, you playing off of instinct, and you can't play off of instinct without going
100 miles an hour.
Literally and figuratively, you know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is, when in these situations with these young kids, you know, 14, 15, 16 year old kids, who's they want exposure, they want film, they want these highlights to put together, package up, and send out to these coaches. You got to have a certain bravado, a certain level of confidence about yourself. What comes with that is, most of the time, we both know it's majority black dude
trash talk.
Well, trash talk, but how we talk to each other is different than how we talk to everybody else. Now,
trash talk
in general, yes, in sports, we all know everybody talk trash. White people, Mexicans, black people, everybody talk trash. But when it comes to somebody like a Cam, who is, to these guys, he's supposed to be the OG. You know what I'm saying?
Given
all that he's accomplished in the sport at every level. You know what I'm saying? High school, college, junior college, pros, all of it. He's accomplished. He's been successful at every level. He should have a certain level of respect. But also what comes with Cam, because Cam has a certain personality that may rub people the wrong way, because he comes off as, I assume he comes off to these young kids as another guy from the neighborhood that's just talking trash. It's like, yo, I think y'all getting it twisted. Like, he's still the OG.
I can see that.
You know, I can see how these young minds are like seeing him in a way where it's like, y'all, he the OG, but like, nah, he ain't about to disrespect me like that. Nah, I gotta put on for my boys or the people around me. It's like, nah, bro, it ain't even
because,
that.
Because he's accessible.
Yeah.
He's very accessible.
Yes.
You know, and accessible, you know, he's in the community. He's mm-hmm. in, you know, these neighborhoods. He's in a lot of these, he's on the sidelines.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's, you know, touchable, you know, mm-hmm. not touchable where you're, you know, I'm figurative. Mm-hmm. I'm saying you're able to touch him, not saying, but yeah, he you know, and a lot of celebrities, a lot of pros, they're not able to, you know, have that or see that.
It's hard to find that line when you're in somebody's in Cam's position. I think Deion Sanders found that line and he knew exactly how far to go with these kids in terms of like being buddy buddy, but also don't get it twisted, nigga. Like, I'm still the guy. I'm the authoritative figure in this position. That's trying to put you on. I tell you what now.
I guarantee you won't nobody else try him.
Nah.
I guarantee you that.
Nah.
Because I saw about three, four dudes now.
Cam in shape now.
He in shape, but
he's 6'5", 206 pounds, boy.
Them blows now. I guarantee you they won't try him again.
Nah.
And it's unfortunate, you know, all jokes aside.
Should have to come to that, man.
Because it is unfortunate that it came to that. I do respect Cam for a lot of things that he do. And I know that a lot of times, you know, temperatures get flared, emotions get involved, and you know, things are said, things are done. You know, I've been there. Like I said, it just happened a couple years ago for me in flag football.
Yeah. What happened? What was that? What was that like, man? What was the scenario? Paint the picture for us. What happened? Were you the aggressor? Like what?
No, you know what happened. What happened? All right, this time I wasn't the aggressor.
Okay.
But just to paint the picture, story happened. So, true story here. QP was on. Ask QP about this.
All right.
We was on the flag football team, and I was actually playing receiver. I was playing receiver. So they had a fast rusher, so they put me at DN.
Okay.
So I was blocking. So how it started was, you know, I'm blocking the rushing guy. He was just fast.
Oh, like tight end. You were tight end.
Oh, tight end. I'm sorry. Tight end. So I'm blocking the DN.
Uh-huh.
So the guy he's rushing, but like I'm stronger than him. So I'm able to like
manhandle him.
He didn't like that. So he get the yapping. So two plays before the situation happened, he got by me. He got by me and sacked the quarterback. So he get the yapping again.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. What's up? I'm here.
So then the next play, he tried and then boom, like I'm able because it's contact. It's a contact flag football. I'm able to like.
Yeah.
Throw him down.
Uh-huh.
Boom. So he get the yapping again. Man, you can't do that, blah, blah, blah.
But I did, though.
QP on the sideline. So I'm laughing at the guy. Uh-huh. So I said, hey, yo, QP, watch this.
You pulled a Cam Newton, huh? Watch this.
Let's go, watch this. Yeah, hey, QP, watch this. So he rushed. And then, like, I manhandled him again. We both fall on the ground. And then he didn't like that, and he hit me in the mouth with an elbow.
Oh, okay.
So yeah,
it's up from there.
It's up, yeah, you know. And it all started from like just competitive nature. I'm just, it's flag football, but
yeah. Same thing playing basketball. You said it's hard pick. You ain't nothing personal, but hey, you can get all 225-230 pounds of this frame right. So, you gonna feel it. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, man. After that elbow, you know, I get up swinging.
Yeah.
You know, boop, boop, boop,
here we
boop.
Go.
And, you know, needless to say, they told me I can't come back, but they understood that I was defending myself.
Yeah.
So I got kicked out for the season.
Dang, huh?
Yeah, I got kicked out for the season, man. But it's just emotion, man. And I talked to the people that was running the flag football team, the flag football league, you know, they knew that I just come out there and play, you know,
yeah.
I'm competitive. Sure. They had never seen anything, you know, like that. So they understood. They said, hey, you know, we see you. You've never given us any problems. Unfortunately, you know, since there was an altercation, you know, we're going to have to just take disciplinary actions.
Yeah.
You can't play for the rest of the season, but you know, next season, you're more than welcome to come back. We'd love to have you back. And you know, that was that, you know, I apologize for it, because again, it was nothing. I didn't go out there showing my ass all the time. It was an isolated incident. Normal, everyday, like competitive nature.
Yeah.
And they've had altercations out there. They know who, like, they know, and then in that moment, they know who they're, like
who they gotta watch?
Problem.
Who the Draymonds and the Rasheed Wallace's is?
For sure. They knew that, but and you know, needless to say, I wasn't one of those individuals.
Right.
So shockingly, surprisingly,
yeah,
I just went out there. You know, what's crazy thing is, I talk trash on the basketball court. Mm-hmm. I talk so much trash. On the flag football, even on the football field, I don't say anything. Right. I really don't say anything. Which is crazy.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Because for you, I mean, that's who you always been. To my knowledge, you always been somebody who gonna be right. You remind me of, you embody the spirit of Kevin Garnett.
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I can see that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you. That's your aura on the field or on the court. You know what I'm saying?
So, but on the field. But if you go back, you go back and like remember any about. I never talk trash. I scored or I got a tackle or I never talk.
Mm-hmm.
I never. But on the basketball court, that's why I did all my.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. For sure. I didn't talk. I don't talk too much on the football field, which is like, I'm gonna argue with my teammates. Like, hey, make that assignment. Yeah. Hey, oh shit, I fucked up. Yeah. I missed the tackle.
Yeah.
Or you know what I'm saying? That was me and always has been me on the field. But yeah, I'm gonna talk trash on the court, man.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, like my initial thought was, I know Cam couldn't have been the aggressor, one, because it's his event, like, and he's never struck me as the guy that's seeking out that type of attention.
Yeah.
I think he's always reacting to the disrespect that he's gotten from these young kids. You know what I'm saying?
So let's talk about it.
But he said he was kind of disappointed in himself snippet that he even put himself in that position. And sure, like, I respected that because a lot of people. They have too much pride to even have that thought process. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure.
You know,
sure.
So shout out to him.
So let's transition a little bit, yeah. Man. And when it comes to disrespect,
sure.
As a man, how do you feel like it's handled? How do you feel like, you know, for your point of view, how do you feel like if you're being disrespected, whether that's on the field, whether that's in your personal life, you know, professional life, And somebody's, you know, coming at you in a way that you're not comfortable with.
Well,
how do you handle it?
I'm thinking of you got to understand to some degree, because you may not really know these people or this person that you're dealing mm-hmm. with in this particular situation. But you got to understand to some degree who you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. If somebody has something to prove, they're looking to make an example out of whoever want to smoke, right? So in somebody in Cam's position, like he said, me being Cam Newton, you know, Heisman Trophy winner, NFL MVP, all these things.
I have nothing to prove.
So I shouldn't be putting myself in these positions. Yeah. And I think that's where what he was saying, like, yeah, that I think that's what he meant by, at least that's how I interpreted what he meant. Mm-hmm. So for me, like, knowing who I am internally as a man, you know what I'm saying, as a father, as a husband, one, I got kids to come home to.
Yeah,
nigga, I ain't about to argue with you on if that's a double dribble or a carry or a foul or and like, bro, it ain't that serious, bro. Like,
right,
it's not that serious. When I'm playing pickup or whatever, I'm like, bro, I call what I think is right. But if you think something otherwise, we gonna argue, but I'm not coming to one. I like my face. I like how I look. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Two, I'm not about to, bro. I got bills to pay. Like, this ain't, bro. I ain't got nothing to prove, bro. All that bravado ish, I done lived all that. I did all that. You know what I'm saying? I've been to camps. Right. I played high school football. I played college football. I've been through all, dealt with all different types of personalities. You know what I'm saying? Like, people from different back. I have nothing to prove to anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So understanding who you're dealing with and understanding who you are. Like, bro, do you have something? Like, what's your intention? Do you have something to prove? And if you do, keep your eyes peeled because you may be getting the smoke that you're asking for.
Right.
You know,
I like that viewpoint. And I understand it and I see it. I think sometimes, you know, I'm taking for myself.
Sure.
You know, I think sometimes when it comes to situations and altercations, man, when you feel real disrespected. And I'm just talking about personal situations that I've mm-hmm. been through. And when I felt disrespected by somebody, like, depending on who it is. And mm-hmm. it just attests to, you know, what you were just saying, mm-hmm. you know, knowing who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
So if it's somebody that, if I feel disrespected by somebody that, you know, that's close to me, mm-hmm. that I also respect, then, hey, I got to get the business clear immediately. Mm-hmm. I can't sit on this.
Yeah.
And we got to talk about it, find some type of resolution.
Yeah.
But if it's somebody that, like, I feel like is disrespecting me that I may know, but I don't really, you know, rock with like that. Mm-hmm. I got to get the business clear, but I ain't getting the business clear to, you know, find a resolution. I'm getting the business clear to, like, hey, don't you ever do that again.
Yeah.
Because, hey, it can go there if you want it to. And, yeah. and is it the right mentality to have? No. You know, is it something that I need to work on? Yes.
Maybe.
Yep. But it's really just some things and some people are like a trigger. And so, and I haven't been able to, like you know, hey, you know, the Lord's still working on me. The Lord's still working on me. You know,
nobody's a finished product, man. Nobody's a finished product.
Hey, I can't turn the other cheek all the time, man. You got to feel me.
At some point, at some point, it's like, okay, we done talked enough, bro. All right, we either going to throw hands or we going to walk away and go our separate ways.
Because one thing, this cannot continue to happen, but you know, I will say for the most part, man, as I've gotten older, the Lord has worked, put his hands on me a few times. Now, maybe I'm a little bit more calmer now.
Yeah, because you kind of see things from a broader perspective now.
Right? Broader perspective, you man. Know. I love my freedom, man. Yeah. I never put myself, at least I try not to put myself in situations where.
Because it's not only yourself now.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
It put myself and my family in a situation
exactly.
where, you know, I'm no longer part of their life, whether that's, you know.
What's that here? Man, that nigga in jail, he done that nigga, aggravated assault. Boom, boom.
Or like, something worse. Yeah. You know, something worse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I never, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, if a situation, and I don't put myself in these situations.
Right.
But if a situation was to ever occur where, you know, hey, I'm gonna make it home to my family.
Exactly. That's the priority. Always.
Now, if you threaten that, now if you threaten me making it home to my family, now you got to see me.
Yeah.
You got to see me.
Because at some point, you fighting for your life, not just your personal life, but I'm fighting for my
best lawyer. And I'm
yeah.
Listen, but again, we ain't speaking on that. We ain't speaking on violence.
Exactly.
We ain't speaking on that. You know, at the end of the day, man, you know, we're here to just, hey, get perspective. You know, I've changed so much, so drastically, man. And I'm happy. I'm blessed to, you know, be surrounded by good people that have positive, good thoughts.
And that should be applauded, man. Growth. That's something that we, as black men, we got a champion, bro, is growth. And I had a conversation, me and my wife, we had a conversation with our 6-year-old recently. And, you know, trying to work through emotions, you know, it's tough for mm-hmm. kids to vocalize, you know, how they're feeling. All they can, sometimes the only way they know how to communicate is by, like, with anger. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's just like the most easily accessed emotion for not just kids, but for adults, too. But under the anger is usually something else. You know what I'm saying? So trying to get him to understand, like, yo, I appreciate you opening up to us. I appreciate you saying all these things. But also, it's my job as your father to let you know your part in this as well. Mm-hmm. What I'm talking about is accountability. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. It's easy to point the finger, and it sounds so simple. But when you in these situations and somebody's telling you, like, yo, you got to own up to your part, too. Like, I acknowledge my part and I can do better as your father. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it didn't sound this deep. You know, imagine talking to a five, 6-year-old. Like, you got
to. Hey, man, shout out to West, man.
Yeah.
West for president, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I love my boy, man. I love all my boys. But, you know, having these types of conversations, one, I don't. And this is no shade to the previous generation or even my mom and dad, you know what I'm saying? But like mm-hmm. having these types of conversations wasn't like, you know, it didn't happen all the time. So me having my childhood back, I'm like, okay, maybe I need to let him express himself to get his feelings out because I need to normalize having these conversations all the time. Because when he gets older, something like really is like serious, he needs to know like the default is I can go to mom and dad and express myself without any judgment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Um, So that all that is in the back of my mind while I'm having these conversations. I'm like, yo, he was, you know, it's like he got emotional. I was like, yo, I'm really, it made me happy that he was able to express himself, telling me how he felt about me and my wife. Like, yo, sometimes y'all yell at me, blah, 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 blah. You know, and I ain't gonna get to all the nooks and crannies of the conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, we had to explain, like, yo, daddy raises his voice because I've told you three times, you know.
Yeah, and we ain't gonna tell you no more now.
Yeah, because he'll say, it's like he'll get mad or get sad, you know, that we're yelling at him, which is fair. Like, you are totally, you're human. So
you're justified in those feelings.
Yes. I said, but also I said, you got to understand there's a reason. I'm not just waking up saying, how can I make your life miserable? Or how can I be mean to my son? We don't wake up thinking like that.
We want to wake up and love you.
Exactly. You know, I don't like yelling, you know, but if I repeat myself, I said, I can't make no promises that my voice ain't going to get higher or get louder. I said, you got to, we try to focus on, yo, you got to be a first time listener. I tell you to do something. I ask you to do something. Yes, daddy. Yes, mommy. Okay. But a lot of times it's with kids, as we all know, it's always, why this, why that, blah, 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 you know, blah, blah, blah. But just trying to get them to understand, like, yo, accountability is part of this story, too. It's not just you pointing a finger at mommy and daddy or external forces or figures. You know?
And I think that's so beautiful, man. And I've told you even before I became a father, man. You know, that I just admire how you and so many other fathers that I know that are in my circle carry themselves as fathers, man. Yeah. Whether you had a dad or not in your life, you know, you made the conscious decision to be that individual that you had plus more, or the individual that you wish you had.
Yeah.
So, you know, double back on that, man. I'm super proud to, you know, have you and examples like this that you just shared, which is amazing, bro. It's beautiful that you're having those conversations with, you know, a 6-year-old, man. And I'm proud to say that, you know, you're one of the individuals that I can call on to lean on as I venture in this fatherhood journey, man. I'm 1 year in, man, but hey, you know, you, Gerard, you know, Kerry, my boy Trey, my boy Dev, and there's plenty more. But QP,
Hey, iron sharp as iron, man. Iron sharp as iron.
So many great fathers, man. But even on the flip side, man, I don't have fathers in my life that are not great fathers.
Yeah.
I've been able to, you know, even before I became a father, if it wasn't something, if your fatherhood didn't stand up to the morals in which I stood on as an individual, and I mean, I can't be friends with you.
Can't rock with you, bro. Yeah.
I can't. And it's unfortunate, but you made that decision, not me.
Exactly.
But I'm thrilled. I'm ecstatic. I continue to, you know, give those flowers to amazing black men.
Dropped the bomb for that. Dropped the bomb.
Man, for sure, man. Y'all are doing y'all thing, man. And I'm picking up so many jewels from y'all, man. And as I continue to go on for this, man. So, you know, shout out to you. That was beautiful, man. You know, just being able to express just what a snippet of fatherhood from a gentleman, a black man as yourself. That was beautiful, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate that, bro. I really appreciate that,
sir.
For sure.
Yes, sir. And you know, we got about a month away from Dreamville. They're releasing the lineup next week.
Saw that.
But this week. So I'm excited for that, man. What plans do you have for Dreamville, man? Anything in particular as we get ready to wrap this up?
I'm pretty low key, bro. Like, I got a room reserved. But yeah, I'm pretty low key. Like, me and Gab, we, you know, I know we'll.
What y'all saying? Never mind. We ain't putting out there. Never mind.
I'm on the Walt Huffy story, Queens Boulevard.
Yeah. Y'all got a hotel downtown?
Man, everything's booked, bro.
Yeah.
Everything's booked. Even Airbnbs, as I'm sure you.
Bro.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Bro. We by the skin of our teeth, we were able to book something, man, find something that was that can accommodate, you know, what we try to do. And I'll send you details. You're gonna get details in the coming days. But you know, same thing that we normally do. We try to find something that accommodate us as hosts and individuals. And that was bananas, bro. Every Airbnb that we tried to find was either double and triple the price, or wasn't worth it.
Yeah. Once that date is announced, price change immediately.
Yeah. So but yeah, man. For me, you know, I do want to be a little bit more involved in the pre Dreamville events. I know there's something going on Friday. I probably won't do anything Saturday because, you know, we always do our, you know, usual pre-home,
pre-game, all that.
But I definitely want to get it's some dope stuff going on around the city, man, that I've been seeing, you know, pop-up shops, you know, support the local artists, and really, really have a good time, man. So I'm super excited, man. That's Mariah's birthday weekend anyway. Her birthday is that Sunday, you know, so I'm trying to put something together for that. So yeah, man, we're gonna make it happen, man.
Bet. All right, man. Well, we gonna slowly transition out of this episode. I appreciate you guys listening, watching. Like, comment, share. Again, this is not goodbye to the Gentleman's Guide. This is an addition to what we have established with the Gentleman's Guide. The Feed podcast will be, you know, you'll get more details in the coming weeks. We're still trying to iron out some details for sure. But we definitely appreciate y'all. With anything else, bro?
Nah, man, I'm good, man. You know, this felt good to be back on the screen, be back on the mic, man. And again, man, you know, appreciate the opportunity, bro.
Yes, sir. All right, man. Gentleman's Guide. All right, now. We out of there.
Yep.
Peace.